AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. U.S. gas prices jumped past an average of $4 a gallon for the first time since 2022. That's as the Iran war pushes fuel prices to soar worldwide. Petroleum analyst Patrick DeHaan with Gas Buddy says if the Iran conflict escalates, the price of oil, gas, and dependent services, like transportation, will continue to rise.
That's the highest tally we've seen since July of 2022. Gas prices continue to go up following oil prices, which have continued to rise as the Strait of Hormuz essentially remains blocked.
AP correspondent John Gamble reports, as of now, there is no indication when Tehran will reopen the Strait of Hormuz.
Now, it remains unclear what it's going to take for the Iranians to open up the strait. They've insisted that they're not going to do this, and so far they've rejected points brought forward by the Americans for a potential ceasefire. Now, the U.S. military is continuing its strikes on Iran, including one on Isfahan today that apparently blew up a munitions dump there. And we also saw the Iranians attack a Kuwaiti oil tanker off the coast of Dubai, where I am. That tanker caught fire, but authorities were able to put out the blaze without any oil seeping into the Persian Gulf.
AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on pills found in Tiger Woods' pockets after a crash last week.
The Martin County Sheriff's Office report says that Tiger Woods' eyes were bloodshot and glassy, his pupils dilated, and he had hydrocodone pills in his pocket when interviewed at the scene of his car crash last week in Florida. The report also said Woods' movements were slow and lethargic. He was sweating and told deputies that he had taken prescription medication earlier in the morning. Woods passed a breathalyzer at the scene but refused a urine test. He was arrested and released on bail 8 hours later. Woods told deputies he had been looking at his phone and fiddling with the radio before he clipped the truck in front of him at a high rate of speed. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. Japan is deploying its first long-range missile.
The upgraded Type 12 land-to-ship long-range missile is being deployed at a southwestern army camp, officials say. Defense Minister Shinzo Koizumi says Japan has needed to bolster its defense capabilities. This deployment, he says, demonstrates Japan's firm determination and capability to defend itself. The upgraded missile has a range of about 620 miles, a significant extension from the 125 mile range of the original that would allow it to reach mainland China. The deployment of the missile gives Japan a standoff capability, meaning it can strike enemy missile bases from afar, marking a break from the self-defense-only policy the country long followed under its pacifist constitution. Some residents oppose the deployment, saying it would escalate tension and increases risks the area could be targeted by potential enemies. I'm Charles Deledesma.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP.